ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नास्तप्रयेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भागवते उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भावति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 1, Text Number 37. This verse is a prose verse, so I will read it myself. Aho asad vanushtititam yad abhinishveshtito Aham indriye havidjarachita vishama vishayanda kupe tad alam alam amushya vanitaya vinoda vrigam mad dhig dhig iti dharhayam chakara. Please repeat after me. Aho, alas. Asadu, not good. Anustitam, executed. Yat, because. Abhiniveshitaha, being completely absorbed. Aham, indriyai, for sense gratification. Avidya, by nescience. Rachita, made. Vishama, causing distress. Vishaya, sense gratification. Andukupe, in the dark. In the dark well. Tat, that. Alam, insignificant. Alam, of no importance. Amushyaha, of that. Vanitayaha, wife. Vinoda mrigam, just like a dancing monkey. Mom, unto me, dick, all condemnation. Dick, all condemnation. Iti, thus. Darhayam, criticism. Chakara, he did. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. The king thus began criticizing himself. Alas, how condemned I have become. because of my sense gratification, I have now fallen into material enjoyment, which is exactly like a covered well. I have had enough. I am not going to enjoy anymore. Just see how I have become like a dancing monkey in the hands of my wife. Because of this, I am condemned. Please repeat after me. The king thus began criticizing himself. Alas, how condemned I have become. Because of my sense gratification. I have now fallen into material enjoyment, which is exactly like a covered well. I have had enough. I am not going to enjoy anymore. Just see
how I have become
like a dancing monkey
in the hands of my wife.
Because of this,
I am condemned.
How condemned is the advancement of material knowledge can be understood from the behavior of Maharaj Priyavrata. He performed such wonderful acts as creating another sun which shined during the night and creating a chariot so great that its wheels formed vast oceans. These activities are so great that modern scientists cannot even imagine how such things can be done. Maharaj Priyavrata acted very wonderfully in the material field of activities. But because he was dealing in sense gratification, ruling his kingdom, dancing to the indications of his beautiful wife, he personally condemned himself. When we think about this example of Maharaj Priyavrata, we can just consider how degraded is the modern civilization of materialistic advancement. Modern so-called scientists and other materialists are very satisfied because they can construct great bridges, roads, and machines. But such activities are nothing compared to those of Maharaj Priyavrata. If Maharaj Priyavrata could condemn himself in spite of his wonderful activities, how condemned we are in our so-called advancement of material civilization. We can conclude that such advancement has nothing to do with the problems of the living entity entangled within this material world. Unfortunately, modern man does not understand his entanglement and how condemned he is, nor does he know what kind of body he's going to have in the next life. From a spiritual point of view, a great kingdom, a beautiful wife, and wonderful material activities are all impediments to spiritual advancement. Maharaj Priyavrata had served the great sage Narada sincerely. Therefore, even though he had accepted material opulences, he could not be deviated from his own task. He again became Krishna conscious, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Neha vikrama nashosti pratyavayo na vidyate svapalpam apasya dharmasya chayate mahato upayat. In devotional service, there is no loss or diminution, and even a small service rendered in devotional service is sufficient to save one from the greatest danger. Bhagavad Gita 2.40. Such renunciation as Maharaj Priyavrata's is possible only by the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Generally, when people are powerful, or when they have a beautiful wife, a beautiful home, and material popularity, they become more and more entangled. Priyavrata Maharaj, however, having been completely trained by the great sage Narada, revived his Krishna consciousness in spite of all impediments. Aho asad anustitam yad abhinashi veshito aham indriyer avidyarachitam vishama vishayanda kupe tad alam alam amushya vanitaya vinoda regam mam dig dig iti gahyam chakara. Om jnana tremendousya Jnanjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Dhamayam Dati Svapahantitam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yukta Parakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajata Sahagana Raghunatham Pitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadvadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Vanta Shri Vishakhanditam Shah He Krishna Kuruna Sindhu Nila Bandhu Jagatpate Rovesha Kuruna Vanta Radha Vanta Vostate Tata Panchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Nama Om Vishnu Paraya Krishna Vishvaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Vitranamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Ashtachara Vishatarine Vancha Kalvacha Vyuscha Kripa Sindhu Vyavacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasanta Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Gurumukham Purati Vatsalam Pangam Langayate Gurum Yatupa Kamaham Bande, Sri Guru Divatayanam, Paramananda Madhavam, Sri Chaitanya Ishvaram. Hare Krishna.
So it is my great fortune to be here this morning with so many wonderful devotees here in Montreal. And before we start, I would like us all to offer a prayer on behalf of His Holiness Jaipataka Swami Maharaj, who I believe is still in intensive care in New Delhi on a respirator. And He's the most senior sannyasi in all of this clan and very merciful. Srila Prabhupada told him he should have 10,000 disciples. And he's coming. He's probably surpassed that amount. What a great soul. What a wonderful service he's rendered. And we hope that he can render more and more service to Srila Prabhupada's mission. Personally, I approached Maharaj to be one of my sannyas mentors. And he said, any way I can help, just let me know. And I approached him one time and I asked him, I said, Maharaj, you're the most senior sannyasi, you have so much experience. Do you have any instructions that you could share with aspiring sannyasis? And he said, plenty, but come see me another time. Unfortunately, due to my tamasic nature and my misfortune, that time has not yet come that I could approach him for those instructions. So I hope that Maharaj passes through this difficult time and Krishna will shine his good fortune upon me that I can approach Maharaj and get these instructions. And hopefully if that occurs, we can make a video of Maharaj imparting those instructions and they can be shared with all the devotees of the society for present and for posterity, for the future as well. So let us pray on behalf of Maharaj that Lord Krishna keeps him with us for a longer period of time for all of our benefit and the benefit of the whole world. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. So we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 1, text number 37. And in today's discussion, we're going to endeavor to discuss how material opulences can be obstacles on the path of devotional service. However, with the mercy of Guru and Krishna, all obstacles can be overcome. Material impediments are nothing in the face of transcendental devotional service. There's nothing that can stand in the path of bhakti. Brahmanda Brahmate Kon Bhagyavan Jeev Gu Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. That Krishna is so kind that he's provided us the opportunity to have Guru. We can receive Guru by the mercy of Krishna, and by the mercy of Guru, we can obtain Krishna. I had a very interesting dream one time. I was in the assembly of devotees in India somewhere, and we were all going out for a big festival. There were hundreds of devotees, some big preaching program. And we were staying in a dharmshala, in a big ashram. And devotees were told, okay, let's go to the program, let's go. It's sometime during the daytime, it's time to go. So there are vans, big minivans, maxi vans, packed buses parked outside, and all the devotees were getting in these big vans. So I got in one of these big vans, and I was sitting just behind the passenger who was sitting in the front seat. And I was sitting with my legs crossed in the seat behind, and the drivers took off, and the road was bumpy, went like this, and I pushed
against the seat in front of me, and it went forward, and the person who was in the front kind of like got jolted and turned around to look at me to see who it was who had done that. And the person was a little annoyed, and the person in the front was Srila Prabhupada. And he turned to me and he said, Guru is a facility, don't abuse him. Right? So Krishna has provided us all an opportunity to have the mercy of Guru. And Guru is actually providing us a facility through his guidance, through his instructions, through his example, through his inspiration. He may also be providing some facilities, like Srila Prabhupada provided so many wonderful temples, deities, books. And through so many avenues, the Guru is giving so many facilities. His prayers and mercy and blessings, which enable us to get the blessings of Krishna. It's said that if one pleases the spiritual master, then one's capacity to follow the four regular principles will be easier. So the Guru is providing so much facility for us to come closer and closer to Krishna. And we see in today's verse and discussion how Maharaj Priyavrata, despite being so much entangled in materialistic sense gratification, wonderful endeavors, wonderful activities, great kingdom and wealth, despite all of this, because he has the mercy of his guru, Narada Muni, he's able to come out of his materialistic entanglement and once again fully focus on the path of Krishna consciousness. So we'll endeavor to discuss this. By the mercy of Krishna, one gets guru. By the mercy of guru, one gets Krishna. In this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, we're hearing how Maharaj Priyavrata has performed so many fantastic activities that he's created a sun behind the sun god that's lighting up the night into day. He's traveling on this tremendous chariot, and the chariot wheels are cutting Bhumandala into seven islands with seven oceans, huge 800,000 miles wide, these oceans, and they're containing all kinds of fantastic liquids. I don't know how the liquids got there. Maybe he had some, like, you know, some easy mix packets, you know, on his chariot. You know, just add water and salt ocean, milk ocean, emulsified yogurt ocean, liquor ocean, sugarcane juice ocean, ghee ocean. Incredible how he's created these feats. You know, the scientists today are trying to, you know, they have some powdered milk product, you know. But powdered milk and real milk is not the same thing. Of course, we can use everything in Krishna's service, right? Even the powdered milk can be used to make Simply Wonderfuls. Simply Wonderfuls ghee. This is Prabhupada's expertise. He can engage all the material energy in the service of Krishna in the effective way. And just see how wonderful were the activities of Maharaj Priyavrata. And he has a beautiful wife, and he has great kingdom and so much wealth. And then he realizes that actually before I had all these things, I was so much focused in my Krishna consciousness, but now I'm getting distracted. And in today's verse, he's condemning himself. Dig. Condemnation. Shame on me. There's one Vaishnava literature which explains the sound of the mridanga, when it goes, dig, that is condemning the materialistic tendencies of materialistic people. Shame on you. Dig. But in today's verse, Maharaj Priyavrata is digging himself. He's saying, it is my own fault that I got entangled in all of these things. I got entangled in my kingdom. I got entangled. I've fallen into the well of sense enjoyment, the deep, dark well. Like in India, we see that there are many wells that have been dug very, very deep down, and they get covered by some grass. So if someone doesn't know the well is there, then very easily, they can fall into the bottom of a deep, dark well. And they can call for help, and there's no one around, and they just starve to death in there, and just the snakes will just come and finish them off like that. So he's comparing his own condition to the similar condition like that. I'm in a deep, dark well, and I can't get out. I'm stuck in this materialistic condition. So he's condemning himself. But now he's getting determined to get out. He has some determination. He says, I have had enough. I'm finished with this. He says, this is not good. Not good. Asadhu. So the word sadhu means a saintly person. It means good. Something is good. Someone says something good, you say, sadhu, sadhu. But he says, my situation is asadhu. If you put the Sanskrit prefix a before a word, it becomes not. Asadhu. This is asadhu. This is not good. So he considers his situation to be not good. So it's good if you recognize that you have a problem, then you can begin moving towards a solution. If we think everything is all right and we're complacent, then it's very hard to move forward. So it's actually a nice lesson we can learn here from Maharaj Priyavrata, that we should see the condition of our heart and see that it's also in one sense like a deep dark well, but it's just filled with so many anarthas that our hearts are still filled with kam, krodh, lobh, moha, matsarya, mud, lust, anger, greed, envy, pride, madness, illusion. And seeing these anarthas in our heart, it gives us some impetus that we should try to overcome these anarthas. And with any, how do I do this? How do I overcome my anarthas? If every example of this in Krishna consciousness, the answer is always the same. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Of course, associating with devotees and our favorite Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and Sri Krishna Prasadam. Some of these items are more attractive than others. Just like there are two mantras in ISKCON. One is for going to sleep, and one is for waking up. The sleeping mantra is Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Anyone have this experience? I think we all have this experience. But there's a very special mantra for waking up in Krishna consciousness. Mahaprasade Govinde. Everyone hears that mantra? Oh, time to wake up. Very good. So, Jeev Jago, Gora Chandra Bole. Lord Chaitanya said, we should wake up sleeping souls. We're sleeping on the witch of Maya. And we should wake up to who we really are. And here in Srimad Bhagavatam, Maharaj Priyavrata is experiencing that wake-up call. I've been sleeping in the witch of Maya. I've been absorbed in my kingdom. I've been absorbed in my wealth. I've been absorbed in my family. I've been absorbed in my beautiful wife. And I've been acting just like a dancing monkey in the hands of my wife. Sometimes we hear also the expression, dancing dog in the hands of a beautiful woman. Because the woman will say, jump, and the man will jump. The woman will say, lie down, and the man will lie down. The woman will say, dance, and the man will dance. And this is life in the material world. And everyone's smiling because they know it's true. It can be literal also. Bhagavatam can be taken literally, as it is.
But the woman controls the man.
The woman can control the man. And a good wife controls, a Krishna conscious wife will also control the husband by her chastity and by her service. And in a sense, if a Krishna conscious marriage is there, if the woman has some control, it can be beneficial. Because some men are just wild by nature. And when he gets married, he becomes more shanti, like that. He has a job, he has a family, he has responsibilities. He becomes more peaceful, he can become fixed. So in one sense, in some instances, in Krishna conscious marriage, the woman does control the husband to some degree, but it can be favorable, like that. So enough of this digression. Just see how I become like a dancing monkey in the hands of my wife. In this case, in Maharaj Priyavrata's case, it's not favorable. He's just absorbed in materialistic life. This is how he feels. And he says, because of this, dig, I am condemned. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada compares the wonderful activities of Priyavrata, he compares them to the modern scientists. Now Maharaj Priyavrata, he constructed this huge sun that illuminated the entire world from night into day. And modern materialistic scientists are constructing roads, they're constructing bridges, but it's nothing compared to the work of Maharaj Priyavrata. So Maharaj Priyavrata, he constructed this great sun. Has anyone here heard of Thomas Edison? What did he invent? He invented the light bulb. So here we see an example of a light bulb. Is this light bulb going to illuminate the entire world? No. It's just like a firefly compared with the sun, with the greatest work of Maharaj Priyavrata. And Maharaj Priyavrata dug channels for seven oceans 800,000 miles wide. What are our scientists doing today? They're taking piles of garbage and putting on the ships and throwing in the ocean and creating oil slicks and just huge land dumps of garbage, which is destroying the ozone layer and the ecological balance. And now we're having a cold wave in the beginning of June in Montreal. At the same time, there's a horrible heat wave killing so many people in India. And the entire globe is becoming out of balance by the so-called wonderful exploits of today's modern-day scientists. Srila Prabhupada says in the purport, we can conclude that such advancement has nothing to do with the problems of the living entity entangled within this material world. So even though the scientists are creating so many inventions, they're inventing medicines, they're inventing machines, they're inventing, you know, ways to fly in the air and ways to travel on the land and ways to go under the water and plows and farming and so many things they're inventing, but they're not dealing with the real problems, the real important issues in life. They can't solve the problems of birth, death, disease, and old age. They say, we've invented a new medicine to cure this disease. But then we see those viruses are just they're transforming and becoming a different disease, which is even more difficult to kill. And even if they can cure the disease, can they cure death? No, they cannot cure death. They cannot cure disease or death or old age. They invent so many hair dyes. I was just in Toronto, we were walking on Harinam, there was office after office after office of plastic surgery doctors specializing in, you know, just making people try to look better for a few years. I saw one lady on YouTube, and she's 73 years old, and she's very healthy. She looks like she's 40 just by eating natural foods, by eating a good diet and taking care of herself in a natural way. But they said, what about plastic surgery? She says, not now, but maybe in a few years. I haven't ruled it out yet.
Yeah.
You know? So people, they think they can just do something to try to prevent the onslaught of old age. But old age is like the tide. Tide and time wait for no man. Old age is like the ocean coming in. If you build a sandcastle and the tide is coming in, you just can't keep that tide back. It's going to come and wash away your sandcastle. So our lives in this material world, and especially our youth, is like that sandcastle. It's just going to get washed away by the waves of time. And then at the end of this life, if we're not Krishna consciousness, again, dehino smin yata dehe, komaram yovanam jara, tata dehantaras praptir, diras tatra namuyati, as the embodied soul passes in this body from boyhood to youth to old age, the soul will similarly pass into another body at the time of death. A sober person is not bewildered by such a change. So people, they're not aware of Krishna consciousness. They're just going to get caught taking birth again and again in this material world. Srila Prabhupada writes, unfortunately, modern man does not understand, one, his entanglement. Modern man does not understand his entanglement. Due to the laws of karma, one may take a walk outside, step on some bugs, get some karma. One may be cooking on the fire, some germs may get burned. One may be grinding wheat and kill some insects. Or one may be driving a car, kill a squirrel. Or one may be even getting some punya. One may help a blind person walk across the street or open a hospital. So much karma is being accrued. And karma means that the spinning fan of karma is going on. And it means punarjanma, birth and death and birth and death again and again and again. Abrahma bhuvana loke punar arvartino juna mamupecha tukanteya punar janmana vidyate. That in this material world, from the lowest planets up to the highest planetary systems, all are repeated places of birth and death. And one is just transmigrating from one species to the next. But one who attains my abode, Krishna says, never returns again to this material world. So the devotees of the Lord can help people return to the spiritual world, and they can actually overcome these problems of birth, death, disease, and old age. And there's medicine and there's a diet. Whenever there's a prescription given by a doctor, he gives medicine and he gives diet. And the medicine and the diet is Sri Krishna Prasadam. And the medicine is the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So modern man is entangled. And modern man, he doesn't understand how condemned he is. Because he thinks, oh, life is very nice. especially here in the West, you say, we need Krishna consciousness. And they say, why we need Krishna consciousness? I am very happy. I have my family. I have my job. I will go on vacation. I will enjoy. People don't know how much they're suffering. They don't know about adiatmic klesh, adibhautik klesh, adidaivik klesh, miseries from their body and their mind. The World Health Organization has declared that in the new millennium, the most prominent disease is not going to be heart disease. It's not going to be AIDS. It's not going to be cancer. The most prominent disease in the new millennium are mental disorders. People are suffering from depression. People are suffering from anxiety. People are suffering from phobias. People are suffering a lot from attention deficiency disorders. It's said 75% of all the kids now in USA have this attention deficiency disorder, and they're all on medication to try to pay attention. And that medication is just poison. And the disorder is because they're all playing video games all day on their phones, so they can't think of anything else to do. And they can't think of anything else. And it's really a very sorry state of affairs.
And the
families are broken up. Their mothers are working. Their fathers are working. No one's taking care of the kids. The kid's guru is his cell phone, you know, learning how to, you know, shoot this and shoot that. And the games they're playing are so violent. There was one game that one kid had where I was staying in one home. It was so violent they had to return the game. Some kind of, you attack the barbarian and you crush the person's head and blood gushes from his head. And this is just going on all day long with these little kids. So the family made him return that game. But they got him another game. And the other game, I don't know if I can give a plug from the Bhagavatam Vyasa song. But I will say that the name of the game was Grand Theft Auto. And he had to just, you know, stop people's cars, grab people and throw them out of the car and steal their cars, you know. And this is how we're training our children. And they're so much absorbed in it, they're getting this attention deficiency disorders that they can't think about anything else. So society, this is what our modern scientists are creating in society today. They're just going to enslave all the members of society and put them in the workforce and then extract money from them for their own greed. So Srila Prabhupada's movement is so important because we're providing an alternative to the demoniac tendency that society is going in. So the work is really very, very important, and we should take Krishna consciousness very seriously. Not just for our own benefit, but for the benefit of society at large. Bharata Bhumite Hoy, Manusya Janma Jar, Janma Satapakari, Para Upakar. That Lord Chaitanya, he declared that everyone born in Punya Bhumi, and just everyone in general, and we could say at least those of us who are in ISKCON, we've taken birth in ISKCON, that this is generally, definitely applies. That we should make our lives successful by becoming Krishna conscious and then help others by helping them become Krishna conscious. This is very important. The world is in a very dark hour, and Krishna consciousness is the only solution. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, the only thing lacking in this world is Krishna consciousness. So modern man does not understand his entanglement. Modern man does not understand how condemned he is. And modern man also does not know what kind of body he's going to get in the next life. All these people committing so many sinful activities, they'll just maybe take birth as bears. They're sleeping too much. They may take birth as trees for all of their promiscuity, or pigeons, or dogs, or cats, or monkeys, or insects, cockroaches, bed bugs, They may take birth in any species of life. They have no idea. And then it will take millions and millions of births for them to again get another opportunity for a human form of life, or an opportunity to go back home, back to Godhead. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's golden age is only 10,000 years long. So if one of us or anyone even goes to Swargaloka and comes back again to this material world, we may miss out on Lord Chaitanya's golden age and come back in the peak of Kali Yuga and try living in the peak of Kali Yuga without Lord Chaitanya's golden age. Not very much fun. I won't even talk about what the diet is at that time. Unmentionable. Prabhupada also makes a point of view. So we covered this section about the very dark state of affairs of modern society and how Krishna consciousness is really the only answer. Prabhupada makes another point in the purport regarding how he says, from a spiritual point of view, a great kingdom, a beautiful wife, and wonderful material activities are all impediments to spiritual advancement. So why are these impediments? Number one, they distract us from our Krishna conscious activities. It enhances our false ego, prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvashaha. Ahankara vimudatma kartaha mitti manyate. That the spirit soul, bewildered by the false ego, thinks himself, I am the doer. And suddenly, the living entity, his false ego, is inflated and thinks that he's the doer of everything. So it's a distraction. And it creates the illusion of pride. I am the doer. I am the controller. Aham Ishwar. Aham Bogi. I am the enjoyer. I am the controller. And he just becomes deluded. He forgets about Krishna, forgets about Krishna consciousness. And there's one Bhagavad Gita verse that says, one who's too much attached to sense gratification, the resolute determination for devotional service does not take place. So Prabhupada writes in one point, in one purport, this always has struck me, that Krishna consciousness and sense gratification go ill together. So to mix sense gratification and Krishna consciousness is not beneficial, not conducive for Krishna consciousness. So therefore, when one has an opportunity to perform austerities, like going into the Vanaprastha ashram, Vanaprastha ashram is about tapasya. No more real nice food. Suddenly you're in the forest eating leaves and things growing out of the ground. So this is beneficial for practice of Krishna consciousness.
It's never good practice.
So we have to understand, according to each of our individual situation, time, place, and circumstance, how much sense gratification is appropriate for our progress in Krishna consciousness. If we try to have too little sense gratification for our level, we'll die. We can't imitate Raghunath Das Goswami and just have one buttermilk cup every few days. But all of us, according to our individual states, we should introspect, and maybe we can speak with some of our friends, some of our peers, and try to understand what is it that I need, or what is it that I'm just making sense gratification from. Because if we can understand what it is that we really need in Krishna consciousness for our sense gratification, this will help us. There's the comfort zone, there's a stretch zone, and there's a stress zone. These three zones are there. So comfort zone is when we're just really comfortable doing what we're doing, and we're not pushing ourselves, and we're just kind of relaxing in Krishna consciousness. Then if we're on the comfort zone, we won't progress very fast. If we're in the stretch zone, we're like pushing ourselves, removing ourselves to progress in Krishna consciousness. We're trying to perform some austerities. We're trying to test our limits. We're seeing how we can move forward quicker. That's a very healthy stage. That's the stretch zone. Try to expand, try to increase more chanting, more hearing, more preaching, more service. And then the third zone is the stress zone. When you stress yourself out too much, when you just push too much preaching, too much hearing and chanting, less sleeping, less eating, and then you get yourself in a state of anxiety where your progress is actually hindered. So that stress zone should be avoided or entered for only short periods of time. So we should try to see which zone we're in our practices of Krishna consciousness, and try to spend most of our time in the stretch zone, trying to, in a healthy way, push ourselves and improve. Ever increasing improvement and expansion. We should seek to always be improving in our Krishna consciousness. So, we talked yesterday, Anartha's from Punya. Why he's getting distracted from this beautiful wife and big kingdom and all this wealth is from Punya, from pious activities in the past. Sometimes we get opulences because our previous Punya. So these also can be detriments on the path. So how to overcome all these detriments is to get the mercy of Guru and Krishna. Endeavor to surrender to Srila Prabhupada's movement. Sarva dharma prichaja, mame kam sharanam vraja, aham tvam sarva papebhyo, mokshayishami maasuchaha. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I will protect you from all sinful reactions. What does surrender mean in ISKCON? Surrender means four regular principles, 16 rounds, and engaging in the mission of the spiritual master. And that mission is Prithivateyachayata Nagaradigram Sarva Tripachar Hoybe Moranam, to take the chanting of the holy names to every town and every village of the world. And if we endeavor to somehow assist in this mission to the best of our capacity, we can receive the mercy of Guru, and by the mercy of Guru, we'll get the mercy of Krishna. Then we'll be successful, and at the end of this life, neha bikramo nasosti pratyavaya navidite swapapama pasya dharmasya trayate mahatobayat. As Prabhupada concludes the purport today, whatever Krishna consciousness we execute will never be lost. We'll continue on the path closer and closer until we return home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Any questions or comments? Yes, Gokulananda
Prabhu. Very, very wonderful expansion on Prabhupada's purport. Guru Mahārāja has a very special personality. All the personalities that have come in the Bhagavatam are to show how Krishna empowers his dear devotees in glorious, superhuman ways, of course, to do great services and also manifest the glories of the Lord, the divine opulences that manifest even in the person of the pure devotees. Krishna shares his opulences with his pure devotees, and that comes again and again through all these amazing pastimes. Of course, our faith should be enhanced, like increased when we hear these things. Not that, how is that possible? That's way beyond what's possible. Well, as you nicely said, who are we to be able to understand the unlimited? Krishna's Ananta, and his devotees can also do almost unlimited things, you know, like that, creating oceans and all that. Anyway, it's very enlightening. Coming back to one of the main points of your class, that this materialistic civilization is so condemned and so misdirected that it's put the world in a very dangerous situation. And the only hope is Paradharma, the true path of religion, the Krishna conscious movement, and the big struggle is on. Prabhupada took on scientists, he took on everyone from the root of his own guru. You know, clear the path so the Krishna consciousness can come and help the people to live productive and happy lives. But people are totally stuck, or I would say they've been like, brainwashed or misguided in the deepest, horrible way to live, waste their lives away in impossible pursuits, and especially here in the West, the stress level has come that people are becoming crazy, even from a young age. Like, you know, people are so disturbed and so unhappy and frustrated. There's a huge drug addiction everywhere, and video games, that's another addiction, sex addiction, shopping addiction, you know, and there's no satisfying relationships. You go on the metro or subway, half the people under 30 are plugged in to their iPad. And you see it everywhere, on the bus, on the metro. Like, they're all living in their own little bubble. They don't relate to each other more than that. And anyway, there's such a huge, it's quite overwhelming thinking of how much work we have to do, because the culture is adrift and we're trying to bring people back to sanity. We've got the very beautiful, easy process, but who will take advantage of it? It's a big struggle, I tell you. People are major damaged, you know? And I'm seeing it, actually, my son Damodar, he went to Govardhan for only 3 years. In the middle of that, he had been doing Sankirtan in Vancouver for 5 years with Nitai Ram and other nice folks. And he just left to Canada. After 2 years, his mom flew him back to Canada for a month. And he came to Montreal, did a bit of farm down. And he went to Vancouver for a couple of weeks. And he went out. And he told us at a little home program that week. He says, you know, just in 2 years, I'm coming back and I see that people are getting weirder and weirder. It's really accelerated, you know. That was like in 2007, I was telling you. He says, I've noticed, it's like there's a noticeable difference in how the people are, you know, tuned out. They're in another weird space. He says, I don't know how we'll help these people. Anyway, he says, of course, we'll continue doing the same glorious thing, but people are way damaged, you know. So we have to have a lot of spiritual strength, a lot of conviction, and tight relationships in Krishna consciousness so we can carry on together. Because the struggle is not easy, you know. It'd be much easier to stay at the temple and to not go out, and our life would be nice and comfy, but that's not where there's benefit. You really benefit when you go out on a limb and you try to give Krishna to others like that, you know. I mean, you've been traveling all around, especially in India. You still do a lot of preaching around India. You must have noticed that also India is going downhill fast. Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, Kali Yuga is accelerating here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, but our movement is also expanding. It's miraculous. Through all this craziness, Lord Chaitanya's mercy is spreading like anything. Yeah. It's amazing. But the battle is on. And who will win? Well, God, Lord Chaitanya, for sure, we have to be convinced. Victory is on our side. Of course, it won't happen tomorrow. It'll take decades. Every step is worthwhile. And thank you for your response. I have a little announcement if there's any more discussion. Okay, it's about tonight's program at Vedic Vyasa's friend there. Kartika, you're going to go with Jagannath in his van. We have to give you one or two other passengers. I'll speak to Jagannath. And I'm telling everyone here right now, if you want to come to this evening program, I'll be driving the temple van. You have to come see me and reserve your seat in the temple van. If there's not enough room in the temple van, I'll try and stuff you into Jagannath's van. And if you find out of any other cars, we'll get everyone on board. But you have to come see me. You're there. We have to leave at 5. That's the program's supposed to start at 6. And anyone who's not around at 5, I'm sorry. It's an hour away. It's 50 plus miles. You have to go through the rush hour traffic. cross the bridge. We'll see. We'll make it.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, any inconvenience that I can undergo on behalf of Lord Chaitanya's mission is my greatest good fortune. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Jai Gaur Premanande. Thank you very much.
Well, I thought she's sort of, it's slipped her tongue once, like she's felt that I was holding her in conversation. She said, oh, you were trying to make me into a Sankana Gauri. I liked it, but you know, it's been years of Sankana, I don't know if I'm going to answer that. She couldn't quite surrender to the whole thing. Yet there was another Canadian, young lady, something in her age, a friend of us, right? That young lady was from the West Coast. This is one of the guys, French Canadian, but she can follow you in the rest of the full, I mean, the full benefit is that you get fully into it. Yeah. You're living in a bhakti ashram. It's like, of course, not everyone has any level of surrender or commitment and stuff. After you leave, she came back, but she's not into it anymore. She's like this. She needs something. She lives in the neighborhood. She wanted to make them. That's unfortunate. Nothing bad happened to her. She's conscious. But her friends have convinced her, you were brainwashed. You were like, you were bad people there. Because it's sweet. They're attached to all this expectation. They know the movies are into some very austere, no drugs, no sex, no nonsense. You know? It's like they'll ruin you if you hang out too long with these people. Only your material. And then how come this was the. Yeah, she suffers a lot. Sometimes people. Thank you.
It's like, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement is like, it's like gold to blue. And the black to blue is the black to blue. And put the gold in the black on the black cloth, it shows in the edge of the
sense. Yeah. So some people are so damaged that they're so difficult. Even the relief of the spelling, our friends in Toronto. Actually, I heard this, they recorded that class we had about